Superintendent Peter Gorman's plan calls for rigorous oversight and evaluation of staff at Geringer, West Charlotte, West Mecklenburg, and Waddell High Schools. All of these schools had pass rates of less than 50% on end-of-course testing. If those rates don't go to 55% or higher, teachers and other staff from principals on down will be removed from the district. Judy Kidd is the president of the Classroom Teachers Association. It's a Charlotte-based advocate for teachers.
Whenever you go and you tell the entire staff that their jobs are on the line, they're going to lose their job, in a position that is as stressful as in classroom teaching, and you increase the stress levels that hard, I think what we're doing is setting up the teachers for failure.
There's a strong emphasis on teacher performance with up to 15% in bonuses at stake. Teachers are being observed during two periods in the fall with their individual growth closely monitored. By February, they'll know their status. The district will move to replace positions as soon as those notices go out. Kidd has her doubts.
It may have a negative impact on recruiting for these schools. It's easy to stand out there and say, I'm going to fire, 400 teachers? Well, where are the 400 teachers going to come from to replace them?
There's a sense among some teachers that they're being singled out for a problem beyond their control. Gorman is unbending on his plan.
Yes, it is a high standard. Yes, it is difficult. Yes, it is a challenge. But it's our expectation that we do this. We do whatever it takes to help our kids learn.
Gorman says his own job is on the line, too. At his weekly news briefing, he said he believes the school board will get rid of him if his plans don't succeed long term. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.